Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini, intuitive life coach, subbing for Z. I'm sorry, it's so last minute. She called me a couple days ago. She has an event today, but she will be back next week. But I'm excited to be with you guys, as always, bringing a new energy. My intention here is to be of service to as many people listening as possible. For those of you that don't know me, you can check me out at intuitionbynadia.com. Dee and I have been working together for a long time, I think 20 years now. So I do work a little differently for those of you that aren't familiar, but it's all the same stuff. It's all the same stuff, getting to what is the core thing that's holding you back from manifesting what you want, and I'm here to help you get to that. So a couple announcements for Dee. Like I said, she will be back next week, no problem, but there is a Reignite Your Life workshop. I think it's a weekend, June 21st to 23rd in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Her along with 10 other healers are doing a full soul awakening weekend. Sounds amazing. And you can find tickets at reigniteyourlightevents.com. Sounds super cool. Also, Dee Dee is speaking on August 3rd at Masterworks Healing Conference in Oceanside, California. And you can find that at masterworkshealing.com. These both sound amazing. And there's a lot of other healers there. So it seems like you're always going to get something new. I love listening to other people because you can hear the same thing and someone will tell you it in a different way. And you're like, oh, wait, now I get it. So I always think that's beneficial. So now let's get down to our business. So I like to start my shows. Usually I do a monthly show. For those of you that know me, my show is going to be also on Blog Talk Radio /Intuition by Nadia, the first Saturday of every month. So I usually do an April energy update, whatever, monthly energy update. So today I'm not going to do that because we're just at the end of March. So what I did was I just sort of asked the channel, what should we chat about today? What should be the sort of theme? What do these people need to hear today? So today there were three things that came in, and it's funny, they used my husband as an inspiration. So you guys are really connected to what's going on with him right now. So the first thing is this receptivity to love, because our soul really came here to love. That's what we want to do. That's why when we hate or when we're judgmental or when we feel like we're failures, we feel so horrible because we really want to love ourselves. We want to love other people. We want to love our lives. So that is at the core of why we feel really any negative emotion, because love is at the root of what our soul wants. And when we're not feeling that, we separate, you know, that's too strong of a word, but we sort of go into another place than where our soul really is living. So really opening today to being receptive to receiving love, because I think this may mean your partner. This may mean love in the form of support and money. This may mean love by being respected and honored by people. This may mean self-care and love for yourself. Because the theme I feel with so many of you guys and all those of us that have been doing this work for a long time, it's really the receiving part that we have trouble with. Most of us are overgivers. Most of us give all of our time and energy. I know Dee and I suffer from this to others and forget to sort of fill our own gas tank, so to speak. So today I'd love to talk about how good you guys are doing at receiving love, at opening to different ways of receiving love and knowing that you're deserving of that. Because the receptivity to love is different than feeling worthy. So like if we focus on being receptive to love instead of am I worthy of love, it's a much more path of least resistance to getting there, I find. And it has to be kind of a daily practice, because I have so many clients that will end a session with me and be like, for a month, they're like, I'm on cloud nine, I'm feeling amazing, I'm doing great. And then they go right back to going back to those sort of patterns of self-doubt. And so we have to remember that this is sort of a daily thing of daily balance. and making it so the ideal thing is 90% of the time we're feeling great and 10% of the time we're in contrast. So this, what I like to focus on with people, what I like to teach is the connection with your own soul and spirit and building that connection so that you can do what Dee and I do for you, which is hear for yourself. What's going on with me? Where's my guidance? You know, so that's my job, is to sort of make that voice of your guidance louder so that you can hear it. So that's what I'm going to try to do with everyone that calls in today. Usually I find that even if you don't call in, you're going to get what you need to hear. So pay attention when other people are talking, or the message that I give back to them, because it could be for you as well, because I know spirit works in amazing ways that way. Also, this feeling of facing failure or sort of life on life terms issues. You know, I have a lot of clients calling me lately about this theme of, I'm not where I want to be at this point in my life. I don't have enough saved. I'm X age and I feel like it's too late for me, or nobody wants me. This sort of feeling of, you know, I'm not relevant in the world anymore because I'm over this age or whatever. This sort of all these old ideas, instead of knowing that wherever you are, you can start, and all of that is sort of the programming that we've gotten. And we tend to, I notice people trying to fit in to what they believe they can get instead of really going for what they really desire. It's kind of like going for the low-hanging fruit, I call it. It's like, oh, I know I can get this, so I'll settle for that instead of really going, my husband calls it the North Star, like going for the North Star, like seeing where the North Star is, and I'm going to go that way. Instead of, oh, well, I think I can get this, so I'll make myself want it. Instead of going, okay, this is good for now, but I really want this. Really expanding that belief and desire, pushing yourself a little bit instead of going, oh, I believe this and I'm just going to stay in this box. Mm-mm. I'm going to go, this belief isn't serving me anymore. You know what? I want to go outside of this belief. So I'm going to push you guys a little bit today, maybe into areas that might be a little uncomfortable, but that means that we're growing in a good way, right? So that's my intention with you guys today. Receptive to love, connection to your soul, and getting you to really own what you really want, not just what you believe you can get. So I hope that resonates with you guys today. And I will try to get through as many callers as possible. We got a lot of you today. All right, let's get this body started. First, I got Paula from San Francisco. Hi.
Hi, Nadia. Hi.
Hi. Well, how can I help you, dear?
So I've been called in before, you know, like about my mom and everything. Well, she mm-hmm. had passed away on Thursday early morning. And I feel like, you know, a lot of what I'm going through now is like getting the support, you know, because I call that, you know, getting the support I need. And I really got it, you know, for helping her, putting her like the boarding care and all that, finding a really nice place.
Well, and she really decided she was ready quickly, huh?
Very quickly.
I feel like
she
that
broke
was
her hip.
And that just, that did
That's
it.
What did it. And she just said, that's it. And less than a week later. Yeah.
She was done. She was like, I'm done with this now. And, you know, she's
absolutely,
in a really great place. And actually, I lovingly say, and this is a hard thing to say, but actually even Abraham says this, all of us on a soul level feel relief, even if we're sad to see someone go, there's a relief because you know that she's in the fullness of who she is now. She's not in pain. She's not suffering. And so I feel that from you. And I think that's really good that you're like, and also now it feels like you can return to some balance in your life.
Yes, because it's been so intense for like 5 years. Yeah.
And then
I'm feeling support from other people and friends and all that, because I think that's been my big, you know, next step is really opening up to feeling the support from the universe.
Yeah, the receptivity to the love and the support that's available to you. And, you know, the image I always have is like opening my arms up and like being really vulnerable, because in order to be receptive to love, you have to let yourself be a little vulnerable. That's why for those of us that are caregivers, asking for help is hard. And so I think it's great because you're reaching out, you're getting out of your comfort zone, asking for help. It feels like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I think everything's changing. It's going to, I don't know where it's going to go or anything, but I feel like it's going to expand into something, you know, just.
What feels like what they're showing me is you're going, I'm ready for balance to return so that I can really focus on me again. And that's where you are right now. So if you can, Because there's sort of, you know, you manifested a situation where you were sort of overgiving and didn't have time for you. So you're going to see that there's some resistance to even sitting with you a little bit because you're so used to that sort of focus on other. So just know that, like, oh, notice, be like, okay, I really want to get clear on what I want and where I'm going now, because you got your mom's help now and support on the other side, and it's going to do nothing but help you.
That's so great. I'm so happy to know that. Yeah.
Yeah. She's very close to you right now. So if you want to talk to her, if you want her to come to you in your dreams, I always tell people this. Everyone has a little medium inside of them where if you release enough resistance, and usually when we're sleeping is when we're at the least resistant, you let go of resistance so you can allow her into your dreams. If you want messages from her, if you want to communicate with her, or be open to that. Because the the best part of her is the one that's going
to
communicate with you.
I welcome that.
Thank you for sharing, Carla. And I think that this is a good, fresh start for you.
Thank you. It feels like it.
And I'm sorry for your loss, but we're excited for your mom. She's back with SOAR.
Yeah,
she's rocking and rolling.
Much better.
So, yes.
She had so much pain, and this is her freedom.
She's free. Oh, yeah, I feel it. I get chills.
Yeah.
She's free. She
oh,
feels
that's
wonderful.
So nice. I'm so
yeah.
wonderful. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So great to get the updates from you guys when we've been on this journey a while. Oh, Miss Emily from California is next. Hi.
Hi, Nadia.
Nice to chat with you again, sweet Emily. What's up,
yeah,
girl?
Me too. I so resonate with everything you started with. And I really feel you, Paula, and I feel the freedom for sure too. And freedom and ease is still what I'm calling in, and I feel things really shifting. I feel just so much ground coming in and possibilities opening.
Yes. I get chills.
Yeah, a general.
Well, but you know, I this is feeling familiar to me. So you tell me, because this always happens. They give me this image of you literally ready to walk through the door, like you're standing at the door, and you're about to walk through it. But all that's left is knowing that that's it. But all you have to do is walk through it, because you've laid the groundwork. It's all there. You know, the hardest part is trusting it. And I was rereading one of my favorite books, for those of you that know this is Conversations with God. It was the first book I ever read that I read, and I was in tears the whole time going, I'm not crazy. Because I was like 18 when it came out, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not a crazy person. Like, I knew I was right. Like, and I remember reading this, and he talks so much about faith in a new sense. And that's where you are. It's instead of praying for, please make this happen, I'm so thankful and grateful that my freedom is and ease is here. And all I do is walk to it every day. I'm closer and closer. I feel it. It's already done. It's that thankfulness in advance that's real faith. And that's the stage you're at right now. That's where you got to keep the work going, because I see this again with people. They feel great. You're feeling invincible. You're feeling it. And then you get what is sort of takes over again.
Got it.
Do you know what I mean? So what in your life right now knocks you out of your freedom? What do you feel like takes you out of that feeling of feeling the freedom and ease?
Well, there's some financial paperwork I need to complete, and it's, you know, it's been a journey related
financial
to this
paperwork. It's
thing.
Like, so not fun.
Yeah.
It just feels like resistance.
Yeah,
yeah, I feel it.
It's comprehensive, and it's, you know, it's, and I feel like the way I'm relating to doing it is shifting. There's,
It is.
I don't know. there's a pattern in my life of having made myself do things. I was always that person writing my paper the night before it was due. And you know, that pattern, of if it's something I need to get done, or then I have just like, no, thumbs up.
Sure.
And so I feel like there's something shifting around that to yes. And
well, what it feels like is, I got this. I'm just going to do it. It's fine. No big deal. Like, it's more like that instead of, oh, these financial papers, you know?
Right.
Yeah. There's a difference in like, okay, I got that. It's fine. I'm just going to do them. Just get it done. And when you're in the place of like, hey, inner being, can you tell me the right time to do these papers? Can you show me? Because I want it to flow. I want it to be easy. I don't want it to be super resist. I want to be as path of least resistance around this as possible. We all have these life on life terms things like moving or, you know, new jobs or divorce or whatever it is, legal issues, a parking ticket. There's always these things, right? And it's our approach to these things that really we can shift the way we feel about them. And then we don't, like, I joke with this, but it's really true. Like, my husband will always think he lost something. So, like, he'll literally wake me up in the middle of the night and be like, I lost this. I wrote this thing for 3 hours. It's gone. It's gone. It's not on my computer. I'm like, give me the computer. I'm literally like, give me the computer. And I find it in 2 minutes. I did this. And this happens to him like once a month. I'm like, do you see how you keep manifesting this? I almost lost this thing because you give it all this panic energy. And so when you're like, oh, these are here, no big deal. That's the sort of easy breezy approach you want to have. And then easy breezy comes to you.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that so deeply that I can trust that that ease and inspiration is coming through, and I've felt it in moments, and so it's almost like just building on that expectation.
And also like, this is for everybody too, because everybody wants to sort of free, and when things lock us up, that's when we have to go towards our inner being. And that's the hardest part, is when things go, oh, this is gonna, I feel resistance. That's okay to feel resistance. And a lot of times it's like, what do you know I want? I don't want to deal with these damn papers. You know what I mean? Like, that's in that moment, that's your truth sometimes. But going, okay, inner being, show me the best time where it's going to be the easiest.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it may not be a party, but it'll be the easiest. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever it is. And we're just using that as an example. Okay, good, Emily. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You guys are all like easy today. Okay.
Thanks, Emily. Just a little tweak.
Thank you.
That's it.
Love you.
See you later. Bye. Mwah.
All right, next I have Maria from San Francisco. Hello, Maria.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I so appreciate this. I called with another question that was super important. We're trying to make a decision regarding the passing of my mother and handling the estate internationally. And then that brought up all the self-love stuff that I'm having issues with, literally and figuratively, of not breathing, but we have a deadline to deal with. Using an attorney, and I brought it up last week, but I came away with more confusion afterwards, because there's one attorney my international family recommends that's wants to charge us over $5,000 to $6,000 just to start.
Right.
Has reviewed the document. The second one is one we have not yet spoken to, just got the referral, and won't be speaking to until Tuesday, is charging about half of that. And then
so,
there was
and
one
you
that
know, was... it does. So this is the thing that's the challenge with these kind of situations, is you're going, I want to make the right choice. Is that what you're asking me? You're going, I want to make sure we make the right choice. So
well, the problem
I will
is,
tell you. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I mean, I'm trying to find my intuition. I'm trying to follow that, and I'm feeling really uncomfortable with the one that wants to charge over $5,000, and that.
Okay.
Personal referral and a favor to my international family. And then the second one that we have yet to speak to, that just seems much more reasonable, but we're also questioning what are we not being told, because we've tried asking questions directly and we don't get full answers.
So you're kind of a up against the we're getting what we pay for situation, right? So lawyers, listen, I have two lawyers, uncle lawyers in my family, and they're great guys, and they'll both tell you we hate our jobs. We hated our jobs our whole life because it's a really challenging job. And I think that knowing you cannot make a mistake, but what is your intention? What's your real intention here? What do you want
to get done? To get a reasonable rate for the job that needs to be done, because there's going to be a lot of extra costs that are not covered.
Right.
And so, and the right integrity attorney who will allow us to communicate with them and do what needs to be done, because we're finding that there's an international rate as opposed to also a local rate.
Sure. This is, totally. There's all of it. So this is the point, is You want the highest person.
Right.
Okay, you want the highest person. What you need to do, Maria, is sit down for yourself. Don't worry about your siblings. Don't worry about everybody else. Sit down for yourself and go, this is what I want. I want it to be done easily. I want it to be done unfairly. I want it to be done for the best price. I want to know it's the right person. I want it to be smooth. What you want is someone who's going to take care of everything so you don't have to. So if the guy that's a little more money is going to give you no headache, then that's what you want to go with. But you want the highest person. You don't want someone you have to chase after, that you have to, you know, harass, that's not getting back to you. You know what I'm saying? You want the highest person. I feel like I almost feel like, Maria, you need to let someone else make the decision, because you're too sort of, it feels like do your siblings have an idea of who they want to use?
Right now we're down to two. If we eliminate the person who wants to charge an international hourly rate, but was estimating similar to $3,000, they don't want to pay a lot of money in with that first person either. And
right.
Because
and I think that it's like, what do you really want? Do you want to ask the first person, hey, your referral, we can't afford that. Could you lower your rate? Do you want to go with the second person? You know, this is my point is, you guys are ready, but you keep putting yourself between a rock and a hard place. Instead of going, we can't make a mistake. Whoever we choose, it's going to work out, and it's all good. And so I'm not going to stress too much about who we choose. I'm going to sit down and go, guys, what do you guys think? Let's sit down together, and what they think, just go with it. I want you to be easy about it. I don't want you to get so involved about $3,000. You see what I mean? I want you to just go, you know what? Let's pick the highest person. What do you guys think? What do you guys feel is right? Because I'm going to I think you're going to lose some and win some with both guys. Do you see what I'm saying? I think there's going to be – I don't think either of them are the perfect choice. But they're both fine, and you're going to get done when you're going to get done. And it's not – neither of it is life-changing. Do you see what I'm saying? You can't lose with either, but you're not going to win big with either, because you guys are all – have mixed energy. So you attracted mixed energy people. Do you see what I mean? So – and you can't, you know – control that at this point, because you're kind of collaborating with your siblings and everybody else that's involved. So knowing that, hey, this is not going to be perfect, but I want to make it as smooth as possible for yourself. Okay? Like, you can't create for everybody else, but I want you to have an easy experience and not be carrying this weight about this decision. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like they're going to get back at you. I almost feel like let it be your siblings' decision, because then it's on them. And you don't get blamed or any of this, because I feel like they use you as a scapegoat a lot. And I almost feel like taking a back seat to this and letting them do it in that way, like let them feel empowered, I think is a better choice for you. Because I feel like there's going to be problems with both of them. Like just annoying things, you know what I mean? Like, one guy's going to definitely charge too much, and you're going to be like, ah, that's freaked out. And the other guy, I feel like, is not super reliable. I don't know that, you know, he doesn't feel like you're top on a priority. You're not going to be top on the priority list. But it doesn't mean you won't get it done. It's just going to be annoying. So it just matters. It doesn't matter. They're both going to have a different level of annoying going on based on where you guys are at. Does that, you know what I'm saying? Yes? So what you need to do is get all this picking the lawyer stuff off the table and get clear on what you want and where you want to go for yourself, for you. This is all temporary, honey. This is all business and drama. Going to be done.
Right.
You know, 6 months, this is over. So where do you really want to go? Think a little bigger and don't worry about the minutiae so much. I know it feels like a big decision right now, but it's not going to matter in a year.
Actually, I feel kind of peace with it. It's just everything else that I'm having issues with.
Okay. Well, I think that's what you have to get clear on, because that's what you chose to bring up, is this lawyer thing. So obviously it's a representation of this sibling rivalry going on and this sort of power play. And I just feel like take yourself out of the equation. Take yourself out of their game.
Okay. So it's between these two. Yeah. Okay.
I think, like I said, there's a sort of, you guys are all have mixed energy, so you're attracting people with mixed energy. You're not attracting, like, you know, the best person quite yet. I feel like there's another option. There's an option three if you guys really want to open up to the right person. I don't feel like either of these guys are the right people, to tell you the truth. But that means that it doesn't really matter. It just means that neither of these guys are in alignment with what you guys are really wanting.
Mm-hmm. How do we find option three if it's a local person?
Well, this is my point, is you guys are not a vibrational match. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why I want you to sort of open up to going, I want the highest experience here for myself. Because that's really what we're asking for, is you want to not be stressed and worried all the time. That's what we need to work on for you, Mama, because your body breaks down and this has been your issue. And you can use the lawyer as an excuse, your siblings as an excuse, but either way, you're hurting yourself. And that's what I want to get you out of.
Yeah.
The bigger picture. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, Maria. Hopefully it's helpful, but keep me posted.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Maria. Next, I have Eileen from Brooklyn. Hi.
Hi. Can you
hear
me?
How can I help you? Yes, I sure can.
Oh, great. I don't know what to, you know, to sort of zero in on, you know, except that it's been a very challenging winter. And there was a loss in the family. Mm-hmm. And I feel like every time somebody in the family passes, they come and say goodbye to me. Mm. And it affects my health, because they're it's not just saying goodbye. Like, I had bronchitis, and there was the family member that passed right after I got sick, and it's wild. So you're saying,
go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to know a little bit more about this, and I just want to get my life back, you know. I mean, I've got my music waiting to be sort of put together into a show, and I haven't had the energy.
Okay, so always, Eileen, always, 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 whatever is happening in your body is always a form of resistance within you. You can look at something else and allow it to activate it within you. So let's say someone dies of lung cancer, I see them coughing and coughing, and then I get bronchitis and a cough, right? I still resonated with something around that, and so I got, it's not because of them, but it's, I chose it. Do you see what I'm saying? So anything that happens to you is you, but you could be influenced by other people or other energies, but it's still you.
Right.
So that being said, give me what's going on with you physically right now. So low energy. Low energy is always resistance. So let's say around the music, right? Around putting it all together, what you just said, right?
Right.
Let's look at that resistance, okay? Oh, my God, they're taking me to the sheets. I have not gone to the sheets since so long, but let's do it. Okay. Sheet. Okay. Sheets, baby. I got you ready. It's funny.
Okay.
5 to 10. Okay, so receiving and giving is the life subject. So this sort of, you know, like I said in the beginning, this, you're probably one of those people that's always putting out energy, not receiving enough energy. So no wonder you're tired, you know? And, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to put all this energy into the music. I'm not really going to get that much back. So why am I going to do it? Why am I going to, you know, because there's this expectation that you're not going to get back what you put in. And that's where your resistance is.
Well, you know, and it's also the belief that I really can do this. I mean, I'm putting together a show.
Right.
And the music is written, and I'm going to need some help along the way as well.
Right. Well, I'm looking at the core belief here, so hold on 1 second. So for you, it's I have to kill myself to make something I love. So I have to give up all myself. I have to do it all myself. So this is why you're not attracting the support yet, because you still have the belief that you're the one that has to give your blood, sweat, and tears to get something out of it, for it to be your love, you know? And I think you do love it. I think you do love music, and I think you do love this. But it's drained you.
Life.
It has, yeah. but it's drained you more than it's given to you. So there's an imbalance in your relationship with your art, with your work.
Yeah.
So I would have a communication with your work and go, I'm ready to receive now. I'm ready to receive with all the love I give to my art. Because you're still of that generation where they told you, you know, artists don't make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, yeah, no, you want to do that? Oh, good luck with that. You know?
Yeah.
You still have that buzzing around a little bit. So what I would do for you is really line up with what I was talking about in the beginning. I'm open to receiving love. I love doing this, and I'm ready to get love back from it in the form of money, in the form of support, in the form of joy, in the form of, you know, whatever form love wants to come to you.
Okay.
Do you feel the difference? And that's why you're resistant, though, because you don't believe you're going to get that back. And that's why you're like, I don't even want to do it. So you're tired, girl. You're tired, you know? And I get it. I 100% understand. And so that's where if you feel that tiredness, it's because there's something asking for your attention. That's
yeah, well,
resistance.
I've had my knee, which is slowing me down too. So, you know, it's not just one thing, but
okay,
I understand.
The knee is ego, usually. Which knee, the right or the left?
Left.
Okay, so the left is receiving, okay? So
yeah. The
left is the receiving side. And so the knee is about the ego going, I can't do this without receiving anymore. I can't. Can't do it. Like, that's how it feels. I can't explain it. Like, do you feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, like your body's like, girl, we got to sit down. We need the fuel. We need a little more energy coming in. We need the gas tank to get full before I can give any more. So really opening to that receiving mode, first thing you're going to feel is more energy. And that's your indicator. Also, my favorite thing, I say this on my show all the time, pain is the body calling for energy that you are not allowing.
Okay.
So every time, and I swear this works for me now, I feel pain and I'll go, okay, I'm letting the energy flow to me. And I'm telling you, within 10 seconds, that pain goes away. But you got to practice that. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Unbelievable. But when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's so true. So the body's calling for energy, calling for it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Eileen. Good luck with the music.
Thanks.
I can't wait to hear it. Okay.
Thanks.
Next, I have Davina in Los Angeles. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello. Oh, I guess you're not there, so I will go to the next. I have Anne in Georgia. Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Anne.
I've been getting a very clear calling to call in and talk to you and get a general reading.
Okay, let's see what's going on, Anne. How is your body?
My body's doing really well. I'm healthy. I had plantar fasciitis, but it's pretty much cleared up totally.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
You know.
Yeah. So yeah. You're actually in a better place than I felt you before. It feels to me like you're about. What is it that you? Is there something like a project or something, a hobby or something that you're starting or about to start or anything like that?
Actually, I evicted the tenants out of my rental house, and
okay.
I gutted it, and I'm doing the whole, you know, a whole remodel
okay.
on it.
Great, because they showed me a sort of bustling of activity, a sort of people around now and things going on. So what's your plan with it? That's great. I mean, that's exciting. I love new things. I love rebuilding. I feel like it's a figurative and literal, you know, example of what's going on with you.
It feels like new beginnings, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so what's your intention with it?
My intention is to have it beautiful, have it attract the perfect tenant in the perfect
right.
timing.
So more money. So nice people. I feel like, okay, so I'm going to tell you right now.
But also beauty and doing it right. You know, it's been a long
time. Yeah.
I've had hoarders in there for 4 years, and I actually paid them to leave. I said I'd rather give it to you than to attorneys to evict you. So, and
yeah.
they left, and they actually took all their junk.
Wow. So really, because I see these tenants in your escrow that are fantastic emo. I love them. But I want you to really line up with the man. So I would sit down and go, because I almost feel like somebody, you're going to be like, oh, she's like a daughter. Like, you're going to love her like a daughter. I feel like there's a woman or a couple that's coming, but the woman you're really going to like and resonate with, and very kind and good people and that sort of thing. So I really want you to get very clear on letting these people in. Because I feel like they're going to be ready before the house is ready.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of interest in it because it's on a fish lake, and it's you know, it's like I've got people coming out of the woodwork, and
I want you to pay attention to this. A woman that you're going to feel an immediate, like, oh, I love this woman. Like, immediately when you meet her, like, almost like a daughter feeling, okay? So she's not old. She's, you know, would be young enough to be your daughter, but, you know, do you know what I'm saying? But old enough to be, you know, mature and have a great job.
I'm 77.
Yeah, right. So she feels to me like, you know, in her 40s-ish, maybe 30s, 40s. But anyway, so just look for that feeling with your next tenants, because I don't want you to get into this again. But another thing is, I feel like you need to do something more for you, Anne. Something, a hobby. Something like a pottery class. I don't know what it is, but something creative and something just for fun.
Yeah, that's what I've been looking for, but nothing turns me on.
What about pottery? No? I don't know why.
Not really.
I keep seeing pottery. I don't know what it is about the pottery.
I've been an artist. I've done free bowls and things like that.
Yeah,
and
maybe that's why I keep seeing the pottery. They keep showing me the pottery.
I used to love making those
free
bowls and things, but not anymore.
Well, why do you think
that is? I don't want to collect any more stuff.
Well, I get that. Then give it away.
Yeah.
It's nice because they're showing me here you're not allowing the inner artist, and it's hurting you. So however you want that artist to come, whether it's drawing or writing or painting or sculpting, you need to do something with your hands.
Because I enjoy writing. Yeah,
anything with your hands that's an expression, because it's very important for your spirit. Okay, and also really good to set out your intentions and everything you sort of want to create. You know, obviously I'm all for that because it, you know, not that the universe doesn't know what you want, it just helps us get clarity so we can line up with it a little quicker. Yeah? But that's the real guidance for you, is to do something with some creativity. Something.
Yeah, I keep getting that, and I just haven't found it yet. And I felt
redoing it. I think that's a great idea. But
when my house burned down in 2015, I created this house of my dreams I'm living in.
So I love it. Love it.
Grounded by my creativity everywhere I go.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's almost like a daily thing they're showing me. Just a daily thing of something, even if it's just, like you said, writing or drawing with a pencil. I don't know what it is, but something a little bit every day. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Ann.
Uh-huh.
Okay, next I have Anna in New York. Man, girl, you get through, girl.
Hi.
You know how to get through.
Oh, this is so great. Such a surprise, too. I think I want a general, and I'm also on the same theme with everyone else. My brother unexpectedly passed this month.
People are dropping like flies.
So
I can't believe
maybe.
This is the one you were talking about. That didn't have a place.
You told me that this thing would be, you know, would be resolved. Well, I had no idea it was going to be resolved because he's going to leave his body.
You know, he was like, I'm done. Peace out. So, again, you're in a good place with it. You sound like you're in a really good place.
Well, you know, I'm having my weepy moment.
Sure, of course. You know, it's normal,
and,
but you sound like you know enough to know that he's in a good place. And I think the shock of it was probably the biggest thing. So let's look for you.
He has, Yeah, he had ailments, and he always recovered, you know. So this was like, no, this can't be, you know.
Right. Right, but he was done. I mean, a lot of people are done because I'm telling you, there's a real new energy coming. So for you, Anna, right now, remind me when your birthday is.
October 27th.
Okay. Because they're showing me from now to your birthday, there's this sort of gestation because they're showing me you're going to move.
Oh,
they're showing
cool.
me a move.
Where am I moving to?
A relocation. They're showing me a move or relocation, a new journey, a new start. But it's
where?
On your birthday. It's starting. I don't know, girl. All I know is I'm telling you this. So get clear on what it is that you, where you want to go. It doesn't matter the place as far as the feeling of where you want to go. Because your life is ready to take you somewhere new. And I feel like almost your brother passing is almost like permission.
Oh.
You know what I mean? To go, you know what? Life is too short. I'm out. You know, let me go do really what I want to do. But it's this gestation period between now and your birthday. So between now and your birthday, what I would do is get really clear on what do you really want your life to look like, girl? Like I have my girlfriend out here in Amsterdam and she's like, I want to be by the water. I'm like, let's manifest that for you. You want to be by the water? Let's manifest that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she wants to be by the water instead of in a city, you know? So
yeah,
getting clear for yourself where you want to go. Doesn't matter. You don't have to pick the place. You let the universe figure that out because I'm seeing something like that. So opening up to that change, big change.
Well, I think this is the probability based on what I've been waiting for. And as you know, this whole thing is all about waiting for the investment.
The damn money,
and
you have to push that to the side. Every time I say you got to just go, it's coming. I'm not worrying about it. Universe got it. I'm done. I have faith. It's going to come at the perfect time. Yes. Right when I'm ready to leave. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's already in your bank account. You just got to know it's already there.
Right. Exactly.
So keep moving forward instead of worrying about where your power isn't right now.
Right.
Because they're showing me you got to open up to this right now. This is the time to start opening your energy up to this sort of new life that's ready for you.
Cool. Does that include a relationship, like a romantic relationship?
Honey, it includes what you want. And if that's what you want, I believe so. So this is my point. What I feel around the relationship is, he's here. Very smart guy. Just going to let you know. Very smart guy. Start getting really clear about letting him in because he could be the reason you relocate.
Right. That would be the only reason, to tell you the truth, because
girl, you never know.
Things
I would
change,
never say I would relocate to Amsterdam. Okay. So, if anyone's a testament, you just don't know. Okay. So be open to the feeling of where you want to go. Do you know what I mean? Instead of the details about it.
Good.
All right. Thanks, Miss Anna.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna. All right, next I got Kirk in Long Island. Hello, Kirk.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi.
So happy to speak with you.
You lit up, actually. I saw your name, and you lit up like a Christmas tree. So I was like, Kirk, I got to get Kirk.
Okay. Concurrence on everything you said so far. My mother passed a couple years ago, actually last year, but in the process, she'd wanted myself or my younger sister to manage things. And as it turned out, brother stepped up, and I can testify that letting that go to someone else has been the absolute.
Talking to Maria. Maria needed to hear that. So thank you for that.
As the years have gone by, it was the right decision and much better for all concerned. I wanted to ask for a general last time. Right now I am in the throes of a very important creative endeavor. There is a studio painting I need to complete, and
I
was aware of the one.
Very exciting.
The one I was working on, I realized I may have to put that aside, and I'm at that point. And I just around this painting and my selection of the subject.
Okay. So it's so interesting because so you want to start over is what you're saying and do a new painting.
I believe my intention is clear that I want to feel fantastic about this.
You want to feel wonderful about what you're putting out there. You're going to go, I want to be like, this is my stuff. I'm feeling awesome. And you're saying the painting you started, you're like, it's not quite there. So you want to.
And I'm not sure that it could ever, that could be there, but I feel like it was, the process is not wasted.
Of course not. It's a piece of art. No, 100%. I'm a songwriter. I have the same thing. It's not my favorite song, but I like it. You know, that kind of thing. I get it. So it's like you like the painting, but is it really for the show? You're going, it doesn't feel like it's lighting up for me for the show. Right?
Right.
Okay, totally get it. So what is your what do you paint typically? Do you paint people? Do you paint still life?
The event is an outdoor painting competition in the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
What I have to submit to them, and that doesn't happen until September, but what I have to submit to them in a few days is a finished studio painting that I've had months to prepare. So, but this is part of the creative process, and I want to bring in a studio piece that is worthy and valuable and ranks with the other wonderful artists I'm in there with.
Sure. So there's a couple things, and this is where they're bringing me. They're going, you're not seeing the truth of your value. You're not seeing the truth of your art. So what you first want to do is go show me through how my inner being is seeing these paintings. Because it feels like you, like me, my friend, have a critical eye, more critical on yourself than it's because they're feeling to me like you're making this harder for you instead of easier.
Mm-hmm.
So the painting that you started for this project.
Yeah.
Ask to see it because it still feels like the right painting to me.
Really? Wow.
It does. Okay. It does. It still feels like the right painting to me. But you're not seeing, there's like something you're missing in it. And I feel what you're saying. There's something missing in it, but you're not finished with it. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Because it's not done, but you need to get in the right perspective. Because I don't feel like starting over is the right thing.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling. Okay. So they're saying you're not seeing your value. The other thing is they're bringing up the money and your art thing with me. Again, they're saying you got to know that this art is going to support you. This art got my back. My art has my back. It's going to support me because it doesn't fully feel like that's 100% your belief.
Yeah, there's been a little of that energy. Actually, there's been some of that energy has been leaving, and I may have subconsciously been holding on to that because it's an old friend.
It's an old friend, and it is leaving, but I'm just letting you know that it's still there, so we need to activate something else. So I'm ready to allow my art to support me. Sometimes that's enough. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to go, I believe 100%, because you can't jump all the way there when you have a lifetime of, you know, my art doesn't support me. So I'm ready. I'm excited about it. I want to see my value. I want people to see my paintings and feel wonderful and want it in their house and I want to infuse my heart and soul in a painting so people feel something when they look at my work. Because that's where the money comes. Because when I look at something, it makes me feel something. And if you're putting it in, I'm getting it. And that's what I feel like with this painting, the one that you already started, it has something of you in it that's really good.
Okay.
Like energy-wise, and it just needs that other little, it needs something that you can't put in into going, inner being, paint the rest of this painting for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've done that. I've done it as well, and I think probably working too hard as opposed to allowing.
Yes. And I know this as a songwriter. I'm like, my best songs I wrote in 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Instead of like reworking and cutting it and, oh, I don't like this. Let me change that chorus and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's, you know, my mother and my brother are visual artists, so I relate to you a lot. My mom's a sculptor and a painter, and my brother's an artist, a painter, and a graphic designer as well. So it's in my house, so I know the process really well.
And I'm a writer and a poet and a lyricist as well.
You're an artist,
and
so you get it, yeah.
Yes, that gave me a good insight. Is if I've always said, put the painting into words. What do you want to feel? And
yeah, what's the story? What's the story of the painting?
I write the song of the painting, and then we do it.
Well, Kurt, I'd love to see. Could you send me a picture of the painting when it's done?
Absolutely.
I would love that. Intuitionbynadia@gmail.com.
Okay.
I'll send you
before picture as well.
Oh, that would be awesome. All right. Thanks, Kirk. Next, I have Iris from Philly. Hello, Iris.
Hello. Hey, hello, hello. I was like, pick me. Awesome. It's been a great call so far. Just really resonating with all the stuff about being an artist and permission. And
it's our time, baby. It's our time.
Yeah. I think that I'm getting kind of plugged in with finances.
Yep.
Like I just, you know, like this really great, there's a dance theater workshop, and actually it's not on the weekend. So, yeah, I could take off a couple shifts and I could do that. And, a teaching opportunity during the day. Yeah, I could do that. And then it just, when I look at taking off time from work, my little heart starts pounding.
Sure. And I completely understand that. I completely understand. So what I think happens is, so what do you do in those moments? I feel the anxiety, and then then what do you do?
I usually try to think myself out of it.
So basically it's, okay, what am I afraid of? And that's the first question here. I feel my heart beating, because that was the first thing you said. It was very kinesthetic. It was not my head spinning. It was my body. That was the first thing you noticed. And I think that's really important. So my heart's beating fast. That means I'm anxious. That means I'm scared of something. So I'm scared. If I take off work, I'm going to lose money and blah, 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 and then you let that go. So what am I afraid of? This is survival fear. So name it. This is my survival fear. It's kicking in. Which feels less resistant? Doing the teaching gig or keeping my shift at work? Now, when I put it that way, which feels less resistant?
Teaching.
That's right. So asking yourself that question, where is my inner being taking me? And then going, I want to know I'm always going to be okay. I want to know that money's always there for me. I want to know, I want to have more than enough. And I'm walking towards that. And me getting this teaching gig, you don't know where it's going to lead. You don't know who's going to recommend. You have no idea is the path of least resistance towards where I'm going. And because I know that, because I can feel it's less resistant. I can feel it. So that means something.
Right.
And trusting that and taking that road. Because this is the hardest part about being an artist, is we're very sensitive and we were not taught to trust that sensitivity. So the anxiety is okay. It's just an indicator you're thinking something that's not in alignment with your truth. That's all. That's all it is. All it is.
Got it.
So if you acknowledge what the truth is, you're going to feel better. And it's going to ease that anxiety.
Awesome.
Does that make sense? We have one more minute, so I want to give you one more thing. Hold on. You're ready to put yourself out there, Iris. You're ready. You don't need any more. You're ready. Be ready to put yourself out there. You don't need any more training. You don't need any more. You're ready to be all of you and give that gift to people. And if you can own that, you won't need that day job. You won't need that job that, you know, you'll be do. I feel like you're a teacher. You are a teacher. You're a teacher.
Yeah.
And so be that more.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's powerful. Okay.
I wish we had more time. I know, because unfortunately, you're welcome. And I hear you, and all I am is seeing you. So you just need to see you a little bit better. That's all.
Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you, Iris. You guys, it's been such a joy being with you today. Thank you for letting me be here with you guys. And I look forward to next time. You can always call on my show, which is Blog Talk Radio / Intuition by Nadia. I'll be on live April 6th. 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you guys again, and have an amazing Saturday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.